It's Friday, time now for Northwest weather with Cliff Mass and KPLU's Bellamy Palethorpe.
Rain, rain, rain showers. So glad that you came. Rain, rain, rain showers.
And after all that sunshine and hot spring weather this week, it's a bit of a relief to have rain showers in the forecast, unless you're an event planner. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe with weather expert Cliff Mass at the University of Washington. We're going to discuss how we can look forward into the weeks ahead. First, Cliff, let's hear about the weekend.
Well, today we had a lot of low clouds moving in west of the Cascade Crest. There's an onshore pressure gradient, and so the stratus and stratocumulus at low levels, but at upper levels, we're getting flow still coming off the mountains, and embedded in that are thunderstorms and even a little bit of lightning. Yesterday was a very, very wet day on the eastern slopes of the Cascades. Some places at half an inch to an inch, lots of lightning. So if you were around Yakima, they had a big flood going on. There was some heavy showers in the mountains, and some of those drifted over. Today, well, it's a little bit calmer, but there are still showers around western Washington, mainly on the western slopes of the Cascades and near the Olympics. There'll be more thunder showers and heavy rain over the Cascades today as the surface heats up. So we'll see a little bit more of those towering cumulus over the Cascades.
Those towering cumulus.
That's right. The towering cumulonimbus will be over the Cascades today, and so there'll be some showers. We'll have lots of clouds here in the lowlands, maybe some sun breaks, temperatures getting up to the upper 60s, so definitely a knockdown. The weekend is going to have a lot more of this. We're going to have onshore flow at low levels, so there'll be low clouds, particularly in the morning into the early afternoon, and then each day, as the sun warms up the surface, thunderstorms and this cumulus and cumulonimbus will develop over the Cascades and over the eastern slopes of the mountains. So, you know, if you're going to go hiking this weekend, be ready for it. If you're going to be staying overnight, bring a tarp or something, because there could be showers in the Cascades both tonight, Saturday night, and Sunday night. As we get into Sunday and Monday, I think the thunderstorms are going to start fading back, but there will still be some over the mountains, and temperatures will only get up into the upper 60s, well, still above normal, as we get into Sunday and Monday. So lots of clouds, showers in the mountains, that's probably the main story, and temperatures getting up into the mid to upper 60s each day.
So Cliff, you mentioned lightning, and a lot of times lightning can spark wildfires, but not so much at this time of year, even with the drought we've been hearing so much about this week.
Well, you know, we've had a lot of lightning, but this is very early in the season to start fires. Actually, you know, we talk about drought. We have not had a precipitation drought, and we have a lot of moisture at the surface. It has been raining. The soil is not that dry yet. So we can have lightning without a lot of fires early in the season like we've had. So I don't expect a lot of fires, but you know, we will see thunderstorms over the mountains. So you got to be careful. If you're hiking and you're on a peak, you want to come down if there's any hint of lightning or this big cumulonimbus developing.
Good advice. Thank you. And what about this longer-term forecasting business? You've been doing some research on it. What is the difference between long and short-term forecasting, and how far into the future can you really see?
Well, this is an area of a lot of work in my field, and I actually have a research project. You know, the classic weather forecasting, we're forecasting, you know, where the lows will be or what the high temperature will be, that skill tends to fade out in the second week. So we have a lot of forecasting skill the first week. That fades out by day 8 or 9. But it turns out that it is possible to have some skill in forecasting the average conditions, you know, the weekly average temperatures, whether we expect the precipitation to be above and below normal. It appears that we can have some skill further out in time, you know, many weeks and even a few months ahead of time. And in fact, we have a whole class of forecasting models that we run out as far as 9 months. And a project that I'm doing now is trying to evaluate how good they are. These models use the sea surface temperatures, the fact that sea surface temperatures in the ocean tends to be very persistent, to give us a signal that we can hold on to try to project the weather forward months or even almost a year ahead of time. These models are going for a warmer than normal summer here in the Northwest. Precipitation should be close to normal. And these models are also going for a big El Nino coming later this summer into this fall. So, you know, we do have some skill going forward, but it's not the same thing as forecasting the exact details of the weather.
Super interesting. Thanks, Cliff. I hope you'll blog about that soon.
Sure.
He teaches atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations at our website, kplu.org. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.